It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Beautiful day, finally.
Mm-hmm.
So we did see a movie on the weekend. My husband and I went off to see whatever we could find at the Maison de Cinema. And we found the movie that we thought was going to be good. We're both, well, one of us is more of a horror movie fan than the other. That would be Jerry. And here was one horror movie made by a pair of horror movie people who are really good. The names of Danny Philippou and Michael Philippou. And they've made several really popular horror films. And we thought, well, how bad can this be? And there was not a whole lot playing that we hadn't already seen. So we said, we'll just take a chance and go see this one. And it had been getting quite good reviews. So to make a long story short, neither of us liked it at all. We were both miserable. Me more than Jerry. Jerry does not trust movie reviews to begin with. And I always figured, well, there's got to be something to them. But with this one, the only thing that we really thought was excellent about the movie it's an Australian film, by the way, is the performance by Australian actress named Sally Hawkins, who typically does excellent work. And in fact, she did excellent work in this. But the movie itself was so lacking. It was so disjointed and it just did not hang together. And we thought, well, this is really too bad because, as I say, we kind of like horror movies, but this one was like, no, can't really recommend this one. So I won't recommend this one as one to go and see, even if you're a horror movie fan. And we may find that, you know, lots of people loved this movie, but it was grim and grisly. And more importantly, it just did not. There were so many loose ends to try and figure out what's going on here. And we couldn't. So we said, okay, We're on our way out when it's done, and not going to recommend it for anyone else to watch it. However, there are a few other movies, of course, playing locally, which I can talk a little bit about. Well, but it's called Bring Her Back. Yeah, Bring Her Back. And this excellent actress, Sally Hawkins, plays a woman, sort of middle-aged woman, who has lost her daughter and now takes in, and she has a background, interestingly, in counseling and psychology. But she's clearly gone off the deep end as a result of losing her child. And she just kind of goes totally around the bend by the end of the movie and is doing horrible things to really quite nice people, a young brother and sister, who you think, oh, don't let anything happen to them because they're wonderful. But no, all kinds of stuff happens to them. So Bring Her Back. Don't go see it. That would be our advice for this particular film. There's a few other movies playing, though, and it seems as if maybe the one that we, in fact, should have gone to see is called Friendship, which is a comedy. And it's also been getting very good reviews. And it's in English. In fact, it's only in English, which is interesting. Paul Rudd is the main actor in the movie. And the other actor is someone I had not heard of before, but apparently he's been doing very well himself. So this one is called Friendship, and it's a comedy, but it's kind of a dark comedy. And it's a, I think they, in the review, they call it kind of a cringeworthy comedy. But honestly, after Bring Her Back, I was sorry that we didn't go to see this cringeworthy comedy, but we didn't. So meanwhile, coming down the pike, there's a whole lot of horror films around. For some reason, this is like the season of horror films. So if that's your taste, great. And if not, that's okay too. The Lilo and Stitch movie is still at the Maison de Cinema in English and again, doing extremely well. And it looks like a perfectly fine children's film. A Mission Impossible, which we saw last week, still there and likely to be there for quite some time, although how long it will stay in English is another story. A long movie, but very entertaining. we actually quite enjoy it. Another one, which is still there, interestingly, is the one called Sinners. Sorry, and that is, in fact, still playing in English. So that's a good one. And that would be one that we would both recommend. And the next one that's playing in English and French, this is a little surprising that the movies that have been there for a while haven't totally reverted to French. They're in French and English. So that's a good sign. Don't hang back and not go to see them, because then they won't do this again. They won't keep the movies there in English. And coming further down the pipe, okay, so there's some pretty good movies there now, not the ones you saw. And what is coming June 6th are some other movies. One is called Ballerina. That looks interesting. Not for kids, but interesting. There's another one which was part of the film festival called Chien de Séance. And that's one that it's only in French, but it is very good. And it's local. It's a movie made locally. And I saw it during the film festival, and I thought, this really is quite fun. And if it comes to the regular roster of movies, I would certainly recommend this one, Chien de Séance. And then there's more movies coming, but they're not coming until middle of June. So there's a few things happening. It's not what I would call a banner time of the year for movies, but there's enough to keep you busy and give you something to do on one of the many, many, many rainy days we've been having. And this past one, I guess because there's some pretty popular movies, when we pitched up at the movie theater on the weekend, it was packed. There were just so many people. There's just a bunch of movies playing that folks are enjoying and turning out. I would recommend find a movie, go to it, and you won't regret it, as long as it's not the one that we just saw. Okay, I think that's all I have to say for the movies today.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a great week.
Yep, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.